Okay, Parshas Kisavah. Turn on page 1070. So Moshe is giving his final series of speeches. We are really in his very last pieces of information, advice, and teachings that he's giving the Jewish people. So as we like to do, I'd like to focus in on a couple of verses, and we'll see a pattern that's going to string through a couple of different places, and we'll see how we can understand what Moshe has to say. So the part that we're going to start with is a small little paragraph here of four verses on the bottom of 1070 and 1071. Where in context we are up to, the parsha begins just one page before. If you flip the page back, you will see the beginning of the parsha. And the parsha begins with the discussion of the first fruits, the mitzvah of Bikurim. The Jewish farmer, as his fruits would ripen every year, would have a mitzvah to take the first of those fruits, the seven species for which the land of Israel is praised. Come on in. I don't know if we've ever had a full house in my 3 years of giving this class.
This is the first class.
This is, this is so exciting. So the Torah begins with the discussion of the first fruits, the obligation of the Jewish farmer to take of those fruits, bring them to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a declaration that he makes, which you are all familiar. The text of the declaration that the Jew makes is the same text from the Pesach Haggadah, in which he gives a brief description of Jewish history, in which Hashem brought us down to Mitzrayim and saved us and gave us this land. That's maybe another year we'll go through that mitzvah in greater detail, but that's the first mitzvah of the parsha discussing Bikurim, the first fruits. As you flip the page, on the top of page 1070 and 1071 is the, as Art School gives us, the heading, the confession of the tithes. Every year the farmer would take up his crops and give a series of tithes, some to the priest, some to the Levian, some to the poor, and there was a certain process involved with that as well, which again we're not going to get into the details. Right after that's where we're going to start. So there are two mitzvahs which have been taught. If you're keeping track, by the way, the mitzvahs, numbers-wise, out of the 613 mitzvahs, these two mitzvahs which are taught, if I have it straight, are mitzvahs number 609 and 610. So we are really toward the end, and we're going to get back to that a little bit later, that fact. I'm just tucking that in right now. Right towards the end, there are three mitzvahs left in the entire Torah to go through. And now Moshe is going to go through a series of speeches. We're going to have the curses, the blessings will be in this week's parasha, a whole series of stuff. So let's go through. This is where we're up to. Let's read together. Starting with verse 16. Hayoyim hazeh, this day, on this day, says Moshe to the Jewish people, Hashem commands you to perform these decrees and these statutes, and you shall observe and perform them with all your heart and with all your soul. Anything bother you in this pasuk?
I can't find it.
You can't find it. That would bother me too.
I mean,
that's a good question. We are on page 1071. Verse 16. Anything troubling in this verse? This day Hashem your God commands you to perform these decrees and the statutes, and you shall observe and perform them with all your heart and with all your soul. Comments? Questions? Say that again? What's been said before? Okay, so let's take that. This has been said before. This is not the first time in the 40 years that Moshe has told us that we have to keep the commandments, right? We've heard that before. So focus your question in. How would you really focus that question?
How does it say this day?
Excellent. What's with this day? Moshe Rabbeinu, where is he speaking here? How many mitzvahs has he taught us already? 610. In which year are we up to in our travels through the desert?
40.
Year number 40. How many years have the Jewish people been keeping the Torah at this point? About 40 years or so, give or take a couple of months. Why does Moshe open up his speech and he says, this day Hashem has commanded you to perform these decrees and the statutes, and you shall observe and perform them with all your heart and with all your soul? Are you going to give an answer?
I have an idea.
Then you know I'm not going to call on you. Okay, we're still gathering questions. Let's move forward. I can tell by that smile on your face you were not going to ask me a question. You had an answer.
Sounds like the Shema.
Good. Meaning what?
You should
The phraseology is very similar. With all your heart, with all your soul. The Ramban references that same language, right? With all your heart, with all your soul is the language of Shema. Excellent. Okay, let's move forward. Let's try to get through these four verses quickly because we have some other stuff to do as well. Continuing, verse 17. You have distinguished Hashem today to be a God for you and to walk in His ways. Meaning to say, right, we have decided, we have established, distinguished Hashem to be a God for us. And to observe His decrees, His commandments, and His statutes, and to hearken to His voice. Again, a similar idea of listening to all the commandments. What do we see again in this verse? There's one word in this verse which should trouble you. Again, the word today. What do you mean today? When did the Jewish people distinguish Hashem to be our God? On Mount Sinai.
Come on. Oh,
right, right
here.
There you are. Okay. I can't take over for you yet.
Next week? Here's more commission. What's with the word today? When did we choose Hashem to be our God? When did we establish that? When did we make that covenant with Hashem? It was a long time ago. It wasn't today. So Moshe is on one of his final farewell speeches. He establishes in the first verse that we read, it was this day that Hashem is commanding you. And then he says, and it's on this day today that you are establishing Him to be a God for you. Let's read one more verse, 18. And Hashem has distinguished you today to be for Him a treasured people, as He spoke to you, and to observe all His commandments.
Children
of who? Okay. So did something happen this day?
Well, they're about to enter the land.
Okay, you're beginning to give an answer. So if I let you speak, I'm going to have to let Ron speak. Which is fine, which we're going to get to in a second. So let's just summarize quickly these four verses. The general gist of these four verses are very similar to what we've seen many, many, many times, in which Hashem, or Moshe really here, in speaking to the Jewish people, is reestablishing the covenant, the relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem, to fulfill the commandments, to observe all of the laws, with all of our heart, with all of our soul. We can go through some of the beautiful Rashis on the different phrases that are said over here. If you look at just the last verse for a second, and to make you supreme over all the nations, for praise, for renown, for splendor, so that you'll be a holy people. You could put yourself in the eyes of the Jewish people about to enter into the land of Israel, knowing that Moshe's death is imminent. This is the end of the journey, the end of the trip. He's now already taught us 610 out of 613 commandments. We can see off in the horizon the land of Israel where we're heading. We know He's not going with us, and He's giving us this speech in which He again says, you are the chosen, treasured people to Hashem to observe all of His commandments, for renown, for splendor. You'll be a holy people. It's a beautiful speech. Three times in this speech He uses that word, today. Hayom. What does Moshe mean when he says that? So, now what are the possibilities that he can mean when he keeps on over and over again using that phrase that it's today? So Eleanor started with something. What were you saying? What did he mean when he said today? Yeah. Does anybody remember what Eleanor...
It's the children of
So, and what does he mean? What's the meaning then of the word today? What's he trying to? What's he doing with that?
His last day.
Would that help in explaining? Again, the words are: this day Hashem commands you. Hashem has distinguished you today. You have chosen Him today.
Now on, whatever generation.
Okay, so give me some possibilities as to what he can mean.
Everybody else is dead.
Okay.
Yeah, the generation that came out.
And therefore, what's he doing with them?
This is like a they're being invested in this special quality that they're going to have.
Okay. Let's say, should we take the word literally or not literally?
We don't have to take it literally.
What would we mean if we did take it literally?
Why don't we both?
If it meant something literal, if he meant literally, what would he be saying? What's happening?
They're about to enter Israel, and it's his last day. So he's reminding this new generation that.
Okay, so first you have to come up with something relevant today. Like, if we take the word literally, that means this day must represent
something
happened today that he would then be referencing, that he keeps saying, today, don't forget, today something happened. Today you were commanded. Today he chose you. Today you chose him. If he doesn't mean it literally, then we can get into some other ideas as to what it would represent that he keeps using this word over and over again. Yeah? There's some possibilities? So far so good? No? Clear as mud?
And also, because they're about to go into Israel, there are some commandments that can only be done in Israel.
Excellent. So that would be focusing on what some of you have been saying, that there is something relevant happening. We're about to enter into the land of Israel. We're about to enter into a new relationship with Hashem. And maybe he's focusing us in on that. Things are about to change. Excellent. It's a beautiful thought. We'll get to that as well. Okay, let's add two more verses. Flip the page to 1072, just one page. On verse 9, you'll see there's a paragraph in the beginning in which Moshe again describes this covenant between the Jewish people and Hashem, and describes the covenant that when we cross over the Jordan, we'll take a couple of stones and write out the entire Torah on them, which is again another discussion. And then he gets into a new speech in verse 9. Moshe and the Kohanim, the Levites, spoke to all Israel, saying, "Be attentive and hear, O Israel, this day you have become a people to Hashem your God. You shall hearken to the voice of Hashem your God, and you shall perform all his commandments, his decrees, which I commanded you
today. As they were born."
Right? So again we have this idea, this day, look at the end of verse 9 again. That phrase is the one that I want to focus on. This day you have become a people. Hayom hazeh nihyesa la'am la'Hashem alokach. It was on this day that you became a nation. When did we become a nation, Tashem? Right, a long time ago. This is 40 years. Now, you're right, as you've brought up, this is a new generation. But again, Moshe seems to be hammering in, we could take it literally or not literally, but Moshe, we'll see what the commentators do with this, this day we became a nation. Putting together all the this days we've had so far in this parsha, this day we were commanded, this day Hashem chose us, this day we chose Hashem, and this day we became a nation. Something going on this day?
Entering Israel.
Okay, so you like the entering Israel approach.
Yeah.
That's a good one. We'll see, someone's going to say like that. That's a fine, fine approach. Let's do one more. Let's just do one more. Flip to the very end of the parasha. We're going to skip all the horrific curses which take place in the middle. And let's just take a look at one more on 1084, the very last page. Okay, beginning from the chapter 29. Vayikra Moshe kol Yisrael vayomer aleihem. Moshe summons together all the people of Israel and says to them, Atem re'isem es kol asher asa Hashem le'einechem b'yaretz Mitzrayim. You have seen with your eyes that which Hashem did in the land of Egypt to Paro and to all of his servants and all of his land. Hamasos ha'gdolos asher ro'u einecha. You saw the trials, the great signs and the wonders. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, this is going to be our focus. V'lo nasan Hashem lachem lev ladas. But Hashem has not given you a heart to know, or eyes to see, or ears to hear, until this day. Ad ayoim azeh. So Moshe gives his final farewell speech, and he says, you've seen it all. You've seen the trials and tribulations of Egypt. You've seen the outstretched hand, the mighty miracles, miraculous events. Our 40 years, you've seen it all with your eyes. But Hashem has not given you eyes, ears, or a heart until Hayom, this day. Have I at least piqued your interest?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have, we were commanded, we chose God, we were chosen by God, we became a nation, and now, this is the day in which we have eyes, ears, and a heart to understand. And Moshe continuously uses that phrase of Hayom, today.
It only makes sense now.
Okay, why?
Because everything else was practiced.
Okay, beautiful. What, meaning it was practiced, why is it different today than it was before?
Because now we are seeing the purpose of our Yitziat Mitzrayim.
Meaning now we see the big picture. It's been the 40 years, we're about to go in, and so now we can see. So Rashi makes a comment, in one of his many comments, and it's similar, a little bit different. Rashi says in one of his comments, he says, from here you learn, the sages derive in Tractate Avodah Zarah, you learn from here that a student only fully comprehends the words of his Rebbe after 40 years. Because Moshe says, after all that you've seen and heard, today you have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand. Today, so the sages understood, at least in that interpretation that Rashi brings from the Gemara, in a literal sense, like today you got it. So a little different than what you were saying, not just, maybe it's included. Today, it's been 40 years I've been teaching you over and over and over again. Many of you have asked me, like, we're doing the same parsha, like we did this class 3 years ago, and 2 years ago, and last year, we're going to do it again. We go, yeah, it takes a long time to get it. And every once in a while, you notice, each class we get about like, 3 or 4 verses in. And you understand a little bit better, and you go, it takes a long time. Even when you hear the same class over and over and over again, we have no greater teacher in the Jewish people than Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher. A generation who lived in the desert, they didn't have to worry about making a living. They were sitting and studying the words of Moshe. And Moshe says to them, it took you guys 40 years to get it. And that's one of the interpretations of Tayom, which I wasn't even planning on saying, but once you mention it, we'll parenthetically throw in that something did change today. They had the ability to understand, which is a certainly doesn't even need to be said a lesson to us, is that when we all have our questions and things we don't understand in the world and things we don't understand in Torah and things that we hear that we didn't fully get, you know, keep at it.
By this time, was the old, was the previous generation completely gone?
Yeah, that's correct. The previous generation had died out at this point. Now, but the generation that's there, some of them are in their 50s. So it's not like they're babies, because only the generation that was between the ages of 20 and 60 at that time, they died, but kids who are under 20 weren't part of that initial decree to die out. So this is 40 years later. So you have some people who are adults already. They're in their teens and the mid-50s. But it is a new generation from the generation that left. Okay, so what I want to do with you is go through three approaches from the commentators as to how they dealt with this phrase of Hayom. Did they take it literally? Did they take it more theoretically? Did they address it? What was Moshe conveying to the Jewish people when in this final speech he gives over and over again, he keeps saying, it was today that it happened. Today you're being commanded. Today you're becoming a nation. Today you can understand. What does he mean with that? What's he going with that? Now, they're not going to cover all five of them, but just the ideas as to how some of them understood it. Let's go through. And if we have time, we'll finish with a Medrash, which takes an entirely, with a little different but beautiful approach to that as well. Let's start with Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Now, Rashi makes a comment here in two of these places on the word Hayom, which is a comment that he makes in many, many other places. We've said it in this class under various circumstances in different verses as well, but we'll bring it here as well. Rashi says, if you want to see it inside, it's on page 1070 in the second column of Rashi, verse Tez Zayin. It's maybe 10 lines up from the bottom. Rashi says, Hayoyim hazeh, v'chol yom yiyu be'einecha chadoshim ki ilubo bayom nitztavisa aleihem. Every day it should be new to you as if it was on this day that you were commanded. Rashi takes that first time, that first instance that we looked at, verse 16 on page 1071, and it says, this day Hashem your God commands you to perform these decrees and the statutes. How does Rashi understand this day Hashem commands you? Not that something actually happened today, not that there was a new commandment given today that hadn't been given previously. There is a feeling Rashi's trying to convey. When Moshe uses that in his speech and he says, this day you were commanded, he's trying to convey, you need to feel as if it was this day. Like, could you imagine if every Tuesday you had the feeling this was the first Tuesday in over a month that we had a chance to get together, all the excitement, all the people who packed in. Can you imagine if it was like that on every Tuesday? Every Tuesday was going to be full and exciting. So Rashi says, you need to wake up every morning with an approach to life, with an approach to Torah, and say, this is the first day I've ever seen it. The first day that I've ever had it. It's taken me 40 years to understand it. You put it together. I saw this before, and I sort of got it. I'm going to see it again. I'm going to see it again. I'm going to see it again. I'm looking at the same things that I've seen before, but my attitude towards it, my approach, the excitement, the freshness, and the newness, says Rashi, is as if it's the first time. Rashi makes this exact same comment when he discusses one of the other examples that we brought. Today you became a nation. So on page 1072, the other example we brought, today you became a nation. What do you mean today? We've been a nation for a long time. Rashi says as well on the bottom of page 1072, on the first column, b'chol yom, every day, yihu be'einecha, kilu hayom, ba'os imo bebris. Today you entered into a covenant with Hashem. Same idea. Today you received the commandments, today you entered into the covenant. Today was the day that you entered into that union, you have that relationship, and you need to view that relationship as if it's the first time, that every time you enter into a new relationship, it's new, it's fresh, you're careful, it's special, it's unique, there's an electricity in the air, what's it going to be like, I don't know. Every day needs to be that type of relationship, not the type of relationship with a colleague, a coworker, or a spouse you've been with for 50 years. I know what it's going to be like. Every day is new. Every day is new, it's exciting, it's fresh, the material is new. And Rashi says, he's trying to convey to us with this idea of hayom. It's a way of speaking, it's a tool that Rashi uses as he's giving his final speeches of the attitude that we as a Jewish people have to have for all time towards the Torah, towards our relationship with Hashem. And that's the comment Rashi makes many times, and he brings it here as well. That's one approach that Rashi has, that the Mefarshim, the commentators have towards this idea. Now, the Or HaChaim, one of the classic commentators in Chumash, has another approach which is based on what Lucy and what some of you others have also said, and he takes the following approach. What's going on in this in the context of the time as Moshe is giving this speech? Where are the Jewish people about to enter? Eretz Yisrael. They've been waiting 40 years. Now, as you mentioned, someone mentioned this as well, many of the mitzvahs that Moshe has been teaching, he's gotten through 610 so far. A whole slew of those are only relevant where? Eretz Yisrael. Now, for us, over the 2,000 years of exile, many of those laws have been instituted on a rabbinic level, even outside the land of Eretz Yisrael. But the primary place where we're supposed to be keeping these mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. Many of these mitzvahs did not even start until they got to Eretz Yisrael. The generation in the desert for those 40 years, many of the mitzvahs were not applicable until they actually entered in, settled the land, divided it up, and then the mitzvahs began. The Or HaChaim takes the approach, when Moshe keeps saying Hayom, he's actually noting that something is about to change. Until now, it's been Halacha Velo L'maisa. It's been the law, but it hasn't been applicable. You're not in the land. You don't have fields. You haven't been cultivating crops. These rules don't... There's no Beis HaMikdash yet. We haven't yet entered into the stage where so many, hundreds of the 613 rules will be in application. They're not there yet. Says the Or HaChaim, today you've been commanded. His meaning of the word today, says the Or HaChaim, it's going to start. It's going to be real. It's going to be... Maybe you go into training. Soldier trains for months and months for a certain mission. He's going through the motions over and over again. But you know what? It's not real. It's not in force. It doesn't really apply. And then his commander says, you know, men, as we're about to head out, you know, today we go into battle. They've been preparing for months and months and months, but now it's about to start. It's about to become real. Says the Or HaChaim, that not only explains the phrase of today you've been commanded. If you go back to the beginning, the first phrases that we read, that first series of verses on page 1070. So we had three hayoms, starting from verse 16. This day Hashem your God commands you to perform these decrees and the statutes, and you shall observe and perform them with all your heart and all your soul. So according to the Or HaChaim, his approach, what does that mean, this day you were commanded? Meaning this day it's actually going to become real. This day, what did I just teach you about? I just taught you about the previous two mitzvahs of the parasha. One was Bikurim, the first fruits. That's not going to apply until you get into the land of Israel. The second one having to do with tithes, well, you got to have fields, you got to have crops until those are going to apply. This day, Moshe says, it's going to become real. You've been commanded in the statutes and the laws and the ordinances because you're going to enter into the land. Verse 17, you have distinguished Hashem today to be a God for you and to walk in His ways and to observe His decrees. Why today have we just... Yeah? Okay, so let's put that on. That's Rashi's translation. That's what's going with Rashi. It's a very difficult. And the word in Hebrew is he'emarta.
Right.
As Hashem he'emarta hayom.
There's almost like a contract between them. The people said something, and God said something. We just weren't told what that was exactly, but something happened.
It's a fine point. Rashi in Pasuk Yud Zayin has a long discussion of what this word means. He says there's no source. I don't have any other example to cite in how to translate this word in the context that it's in. And he comes to the conclusion that it basically means to distinguish. And I did not find the other commentators arguing on his interpretation of that word. They argue in terms of what we're discussing in terms of the general meaning, but I didn't find anybody really argue on him as to interpreting that word. So that's why I sort of left it with the... You know that when we have that dispute between Rashi and Ramban, if they had to translate a word, we always like to focus on art scrolls taking sides in what really is a much bigger dispute, and I would have done that today. I didn't see that, so I just sort of left it with that. But yeah, it's a very odd word. I'm sure there's somebody out there, but I didn't have anybody that I noticed. Says the Or HaChaim, what's the second example of the word today in that little paragraph? The first one was, today you were commanded, and then he says, and today you distinguish Hashem to be a God for you. We've mentioned once before, I recall, that there's a fascinating passage that the Gemara says, in which Hashem describes the relationship, the difference in His relationship with us when we're in the land of Eretz Yisrael, and when we're outside the land of Israel. And the language that the sages use to describe that is that somebody who lives and dwells in the land of Israel is comparable or similar to somebody who has a God, whereas somebody who dwells outside the land of Israel is compared to somebody who does not have a God. So great is the distinction between the presence of Hashem in the land of Israel, the way that Hashem relates to His people in the land of Israel, the divine intervention, the divine supervision, every aspect of our relationship with Hashem is so different in the land of Israel from outside the land of Israel. If the sages use such a language that somebody in the land of Israel is comparable to somebody who has a God and somebody outside the land of Israel is comparable to somebody who does not have a God. Says the Or HaChaim, Moshe Rabbeinu, keenly aware of that sense, Moshe who desires to be in Israel more than any of us, who prays over and over and over again, let me in. He knows very well what's in store for the Jewish people when they enter into the land of Israel, how it will change forever their relationship. So the Or HaChaim, picking up on this thread, that the word Hayom means you're about to enter in, you're about to change. The mitzvahs, they're real now. They're going to apply. You're going to start to keep them for real. Also says, and today you distinguished Hashem for you as a God. And today He distinguished you as a people. Because whatever your relationship was like for 40 years in a bubble world of the desert, and however special and close that was, it's going to still change when you enter into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Because the relationship between Hashem and His people in Israel is unlike anywhere else in the world. And today, Moshe says in his final farewell, as I'm about to take part, but you're going on. So today, he says, today you were commanded, and today you chose Him as the God, and He chose you. Today you've become a nation, because really everything is different. Today you have eyes. Today you have ears. Today you can understand. You're entering into a whole new world. And that's his approach, says the Or HaChaim. That's why Moshe keeps using that word, Hayom, because of the fact that they're about to enter into Israel.
One was an abstraction, and one is real. One is theoretical, and one is practice.
Exactly. And everything's going to change. Now, some mitzvahs, of course, they did do in the 40 years of the desert, but a great number of them just didn't apply until they entered in. So the two approaches of our... So Rashi's first approach that he says is the word Hayom really is expressing to us again just an attitude. Moshe's telling them, you must always view it as if today you were commanded. You must always view it as if today you became a nation and today you chose Hashem. That's the attitude that we need to have. The Or HaChaim takes it as an approach of, no, today you're about to enter into a whole new world. Today you're about to enter into a new realm of commandments in the land of Israel where they apply and they're real. Today your relationship with Hashem will be forever changed. Let me share with you the Ramban. The Ramban has a little different approach than both of them. Now, I mentioned many times, how many mitzvahs has Moshe now officially commanded the Jewish people in at this point? Just making sure if you're listening. 610 are now in the books. Says the Ramban, when Moshe uses the word Hayom, he means it in a very different sense. He's actually now completed his task of teaching the Torah to the Jewish people. Putting aside, says the Ramban, that there are just, he doesn't actually say this, I'm saying this for him, that there are few left to go. In essence, my job has now been completed. 40 years are up, I'm about to die and leave you, but I have now taught you the Torah. And now you're a people who haven't just gone through the experience of Har Sinai, but you've now gone through that experience, plus you've completed this task, this long task of learning everything, going through with me, your teacher, going through law after law after law, review. It's now done. Says the Ramban, I want to read you some of his words because it's so beautiful in terms of what we take from this ourselves. Says the Ramban, Hinei Hishlim Moshe Livoer Es HaTorah. Moshe has now completed explaining Ulechadish Kol HaMitzvos Asher Tzivo So Hashem Lechadish Bahem. He's finished completing teaching and explaining all the mitzvahs that Hashem wanted. Ulechach Omar. Therefore, he says to the people, Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzav Kola Asos. Today he has commanded you. What does he mean in the Ramban's language when he says, when he explains that Moshe says to the Jewish people, today he's commanded you? Says the Ramban, Kevan shekibaltim aleichem kol hatorah. Now you've received it all. Now you've accepted upon yourself all of it. At Har Sinai, what did you guys say? You said, Naaseh v'nishma. We don't know what it is. Whatever it is, we're in. But what are the Jewish people saying now, 40 years later? They're not saying, we'll do whatever it is. They're saying, we know what it is, and we will do it. Says the Ramban, Kevon shekibaltem aleichem kol ha-Torah. Now that you have received and accepted all of the Torah, v'pirusha, with its explanations, uvedikto keu v'chidusha, with all of its fine, minute details and points, hine gidaltem Hashem v'roimamtem, shiuhu levado lachem le'lokim. Now he has distinguished you as a people and you distinguish him as a God because your relationship is different, not in the Or HaChaim's approach because you're about to enter into the land of Israel, because you actually know and understand everything that you're about to do. In the Ramban's next comment, Ki Hayom Hazel Lochem Ki Yom Sinai. Today is like a Kabbalas HaTorah. Why does Moshe keep using that word? Today you were commanded. Today you chose Hashem. Today Hashem chose you. Today you're a nation. Today you can hear, see, and understand. Says Ravan, what's different today than yesterday? Now you got it all. You've been through it. It's taken 40 years. Yeah.
Isn't it like talking to a graduating class?
Yeah, excellent. It's you know, when you think about it, you put all these different comments together, in Rashi he was giving us an attitude. Mm-hmm. Today, you've done this for 40 years, but you need to view it as if it was today. Where's your freshness? Where's your excitement? It's a new relationship. And the Or HaChaim is saying, you can almost take that same graduating class example, saying, today class, you're heading out into the real world.
Yeah.
And until now, it's just been theory. It's been in the classroom, and now you're going to head out there. Go get them. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You're adding it there to show it's a new relationship. It's a new bond between you and Hashem, and it's today. It's today you're becoming a people. Today He's a God, and today you're chosen and special because this is what it's all been building up for. God never meant for us to live in a desert. It was always to get there to Israel, and you're about to get there. And Moshe keeps using that word today to express that. And the Ramban is coming from that perspective of before you were waiting to hear, you accepted it, you bought into the program. But how different is it from Hashem's perspective and from the Jewish people's perspectives when they say, we're in and we get it and we're in, than when they said, we're in because you're our God and we're your people. Whatever you have for us, we're going to do it. Well, now, says the Rambam, it's like a Har Sinai. It's like that new, it's like we buy in, we're there, we accept, we choose you, you choose us. We've been commanded today because today you've actually completed the curriculum. Today you completed the program and we actually fully get and understand all the laws, all the details, what we're going to be doing, and we're in. And today, says Moshe, you have that new level of a relationship. Beautiful, no? Now, again, we have one more thing to go. One more thing to go. But that's all from them, the different commentators picking up on the thread, is why is Moshe, 40 years into the desert, continuously using this word today? What does he want? What message does he want to convey to us? So let me share with you one final medrash. I mentioned to you at the very end of the parasha, there's another instance where Moshe uses that. Today you've become, Hashem has given you eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand. What's so special about today? So one comment that Rashi makes is the idea that it took 40 years to get it. That's how long it took for them to understand, and therefore he's saying today you finally are able to understand what it is that we're talking about. Rashi has another comment on that pasuk. Now she says as follows. If you want to follow it inside, it's on the final page. I believe it's the second to last Rashi in the parsha. Shamati, says Rashi, I have heard, I'll give you a second to find the page. On 1084, first line on the second column in Rashi. Says Rashi, Shamati, I have heard. This was the same day that Moshe gave the Torah to the tribe of Levi. Now, this is really almost the first time that we're going to see an explanation that takes the word Hayom in its most literal form, that something actually happened on that day. Right? Rashi's first approach was an attitude. You need to view it as if you first received everything today. The Or HaChaim views it as in the sense of you're about to enter into the land of Israel, it's going to change. Not literally, because they didn't yet go in, but it means something's about to happen today, meaning the sense of now. So too does the Ramban when he understands it as now you've been taught the Torah. It's a little bit closer to a literal meaning, like today you've been finally taught everything, and now things are new. Says Rashi, there was an event which took place on that day. What event was that? Says Rashi, Hashem gave the physical Torah to the tribe of Levi. Now this is, Rashi is referencing an incident which is going to take place in next week's parsha. If we want to take a quick look at that, it's chapter 31. What does Rashi say? Verse 9. It's on page two parshas from now. Parshas Vayelech on page 1094. Verse 9, Moshe wrote this Torah and gave it to the Kohanim. So there was an actual Torah that was written at the end of the 40 years. Moshe gives the Jewish people an actual scroll of the five books of the Torah. Who did he give it to? Levi. The Kohanim, the sons of Levi, the bearers of the Ark. Why did he give it to them? Why did the Kohanim and the sons of Levi, the bearers of the Ark, get the Torah? Much more obvious reason. What does the verse say?
Of the ark.
They're the bearers of the ark. Where did the Torah go? So it went together with the ark. So who should carry it? Obviously, who should be in charge of it? Made a lot of sense. So they were the ones in charge of it. Says Rashi, back to our page. Page 1084. Says Rashi, I heard that the day that we are referring to is the day that Moshe gave the Sefer Torah to the tribe of Levi. Kimoshe kosuva, itzanol ha-koyanim b'nei Levi, as the verse says, which we just read inside. Bo kol Yisrael lifnei Moshe. Well, the Jewish people were not happy about this. The Jewish people came before Moshe ve'omru lo, Moshe Rabbeinu, af anu amadnu b'sinai. We were at Har Sinai. We've gone through the 40 years in the deserts. We've been through all the trials and tribulations of all of these episodes and events which have taken place. Kibalnu es ha-Torah v'nitnu lanu. We received the Torah. We've been keeping all the laws. We've been learning all the laws. Uma atomashlit es b'nei shivtecha aloha. How can you give your tribe this dominion over us? That you gave them the Sefer. This is the original Sefer Torah. How can you give it to the tribe of Levi, your tribe? What's their concern? Says Rashi. Vayomru lanu yoimachar. Tomorrow they're going to say, not tomorrow, the next day, the day after that. What's going to happen 10 years from now? What's going to happen 15 years from now? Who's going to be holding on to the Torah? The tribe of Levi. And they're going to say, lo lachem nitna, it wasn't given to you. This is ours. Proof, we have it and you don't. Who are you guys? So the Jewish people come in mass to Moshe, says Rashi, with complaints. Now that's nothing new, right? That we've had through our 40 years. But what's the nature of this complaint? This complaint is different than all the other complaints. This is not a complaint of, what are you doing with us? You took us out here to die in the desert, to be famished, to be without water. Where's our food? Where's our meat? This complaint is a complaint of, we want the Torah. How can you give it to the tribe of Levi? How can you give it to a people that maybe a generation from now is going to say, we're the only ones with the Torah, it's not yours. And they come to Moshe with a new type of complaint. And their complaint is one of, this is ours too, and don't you dare do something now which will allow the possibility of ever someone saying, it doesn't belong to us. V'samach Moshe al hadavar. And Moshe was overjoyed with this complaint. This is the kind of complaint that every leader wants to hear. This is the complaint every parent wants to hear, every teacher. The complaint of the student saying, but where I want it. Where's my share? How can you do that in which it's going to be the possibility that someone's going to come and say that I don't have a part, I don't have a section, I don't have my portion of this Torah? V'al zos omar hayoim hazen hiyesa lo'am. It was today that you became a nation. And Moshe uses that word, today you became a nation. Today you have chosen your God, and today God has chosen you. Today you were commanded. Today you have eyes, ears, and a heart to understand. Hayom hazeh hevanti, says Rashi. Today Moshe says, I understood. She'atem dveikim v'chafetim b'makom. I understood that you desire to cleave and be attached forever to Hashem, because today, and today is literally, today you came with a complaint, and it was the type of complaint I've been waiting to hear for 40 years. The complaint of, this is our Torah, we are fiercely protective of it, and don't give it to anybody other than to us. Today you became a nation, today you have eyes, ears, and a heart to understand, says Moshe, today I understood how much you really are passionate and desire to have a part in this Torah.
I was thinking that today is actually when they affirmed, not said the Nishma, which is the same thing, because up until now the other commentaries had the people being passive and Moshe urging them, today you should feel, today you should experience, but they were not really responding until this comment in an affirmative way.
Right.
So this comment actually closes the gap.
This is that, right. This is there. So in quick summary, so we have Moshe using five times in a brief speech in which he keeps using the word today when none of it would seem to apply. All the things that he said had been applicable for 40 years already. They've been a nation for a long time. They'd chosen Hashem a long time ago. He chose them. They've been commanded. What's the meaning of the Hayom? So Rashi's first approach was an attitude. Always view it as if it was new and fresh, as if it happened today. The Or HaChaim views it as, you're about to enter the land of Israel. It's really going to be for real today as you enter into this new existence. The Ramban who says, now you really know it. Today you fully get it. Today you've been taught and completed the whole Torah. So today you can address everything in a new way than you did before. And then this last beautiful approach of Rashi, that today you've shown me how much you really desire. Today you've come with a complaint. Today you've attacked me and said, we want in and not we want out. Today saying that this is our Torah, don't you dare give it to anybody who's going to ever say to us that it's not ours. Today you're a nation. Today you have eyes, ears, and a heart. And today you have chosen Hashem as your God. Mm-hmm. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you very much.